Welcome to today's edition of the AII, watching stock news, deal tracker, and advancements in artificial intelligence. Hello everyone, this is Sam Mowers here. Welcome to the latest episode of the AII podcast. For stock news today, Amazon is collaborating with Anthropic, and Getty Images has announced its new generative AI service. Then we're going to take a look at some projections for the global autonomous AI and autonomous agents market. But just before we get into the show, a quick reminder that if you enjoy this podcast, please feel free to share it or leave us a review. And as always, I recommend checking out some of the other podcasts on investorideas.com as well. This includes the Cannabis Podcast, the Clean Tech and Climate Change Podcast, and a whole bunch of other ones. All of them are going to catch you up on the latest stock news and trends in their respective spaces. All right, so Amazon, which trades on the NASDAQ under the ticker AMZN, has announced a strategic collaboration with AI safety and research firm Anthropic for a safer generative AI to accelerate the development of the latter's, that's Anthropic's, future foundation models and make them widely accessible to AWS customers, AWS, of course, being Amazon Web Services. Dario Amodei, the co-founder and CEO of Anthropic, explains, quote, "We are excited to use AWS's Trainium chips to develop future foundation models. Since announcing our support of Amazon Bedrock in April, Claude has seen significant organic adoption from AWS customers. By significantly expanding our partnership, we can unlock new possibilities for organizations of all sizes as they deploy Anthropic's safe, state-of-the-art AI systems together with AWS's leading cloud technology." End quote. Next up, Getty Images Holdings, Inc., which trades on the New York Stock Exchange under the ticker GETY, has announced the launch of Generative AI by Getty Images, described as a new tool that pairs the company's best-in-class creative content with the latest AI technology for a commercially safe generative AI tool. According to the press release, this new service was trained on the state-of-the-art Edify model architecture, which is part of NVIDIA Picasso, a foundry for generative AI models for visual design. Grant Farhall, the chief product officer at Getty Images, explains, quote, "We've listened to customers about the swift growth of generative AI and have heard both excitement and hesitation and tried to be intentional around how we developed our own tool. We've created a service that allows brands and marketers to safely embrace AI and stretch their creative possibilities while compensating creators for inclusion of their visuals in the underlying training sets." End quote. We'll leave stocks there for the day and take a look now at a report published by Markets and Markets, which finds that the global market for autonomous AI and autonomous agents is projected to grow from $4.8 billion USD in 2023 to about $28.5 billion by 2028, registering a compound annual growth rate of 43% in that forecast period. The following excerpt from the report's overview outlines some key factors influencing the market's growth. Quote, "One significant driver for the rise of autonomous AI and agents is the increasing number of AI applications across diverse domains. From healthcare and finance to transportation and manufacturing, AI is being employed to solve complex problems and optimize processes. These applications leverage advanced algorithms, machine learning, and data analysis techniques to extract valuable insights and automate decision-making. As the demand for efficient and intelligent solutions grow, so does the need for autonomous AI systems and agents that can adapt and operate independently without constant human intervention." End quote. And that's it for today's AII. If you would like to be a guest or sponsor for this podcast, contact investorideas.com. Investor Ideas reminds all listeners to read our disclaimers and disclosures on the investorideas.com website. And this podcast is not an endorsement to buy products or services or securities. Investors are reminded all investment involves risk and possible loss of investment. To hear more investorideas.com podcasts, please visit investorideas.com/podcast. audio. And a reminder, you can also hear our podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Audible, Spotify, TuneIn, Stitcher, Spreaker.com, iHeartRadio, and most audio platforms available. This podcast was sponsored by Apptech Payments Corp. Apptech is an innovative fintech company whose mission is to deliver a better way for businesses to provide their customers with immersive commerce experiences.